Just allow yourself to get into a comfortable position, a place where you can just focus on my words, and allow yourself to just drift away more and more deeply, deeply down into that wonderfully familiar little trance that you enjoy so much. Everything else just seems to fade away, just seems to fall from your mind as your body just relaxes into whatever it is that you are sitting or laying on now. And your mind just opens and you just let yourself sink. Sink, sink, deeper and deeper, down into my words, into a nice, deep, hypnotic sleep. And as you sink down, you find that you are at a party. A lot of people, all standing around, talking and dancing, finding it to be relaxing. There is a tingle in the air, an aura of excitement. It is, after all, New Year's Eve, and we all love a good party at the end of the year. A reason to simply let go for a bit and celebrate our victories for the year. A time to learn from our mistakes, and then to forget both as we just dance and drink the night away. You can find that as the night goes on, you forget more and more about the rest of the year, and simply focus on dancing and talking, relaxing, and enjoying yourself. That is, of course, until it starts. 10. The countdown. The end of the year. 9. It's the one time that everyone seems to focus on the same thing. 8. Where everything just stops, and everyone drops what they are doing. 7. And just watches the time tick away slowly. 6. Feeling the excitement, the anticipation. 5. Knowing what will happen, knowing exactly how it ends. 4. It is, after all, the same from year to year. 3. But yet there is something special, something that just pulls you in. 2. And now you are ready, waiting. 1. The time is finally here, ready to yell, ready to celebrate. 0. But instead of a shout, instead of a scream, instead of cheers and partying, you find that the new year turns, your mind simply goes blank. Empty and void, unaware, unthinking. You've simply stopped. The people around you are all cheering and celebrating, kissing and congratulating one another. But here you stand, arms at your sides, blank, empty, void. Something left in your mind. Something you didn't know was there has activated. A trigger. A hypnotic suggestion. You don't know how long it was there, or who put it there. But as the clock counted down, your mind shut down. And here you are, standing in a room of cheering, screaming people. As the familiar New Year song plays slowly in the background. But you don't notice it. You are blank. You are helpless. You have a suggestion to obey. Without so much as a thought, your body seems to rotate, turning around completely. Your champagne glass falling from your hand, spilling on the floor. It's plastic, so it barely makes a noise. But it spills out, unnoticed in the party, unnoticed just like you. Slowly walking through the crowd, your mind empty and blank. Just a void, just a drone, following their orders. Making your way to a private room, a nice, quiet little space in the back of the party. As you move through the crowd, a partygoer comes up and wishes you a happy new year. And gives you a nice big kiss before moving on to the next person. They didn't even notice that you didn't respond. Not so much as a blink. No one notices. No one notices you move to the door and open it and slip away into the room. So deep, so blank. Knowing in the back of your mind that you will obey as the door closes behind you. The room is lit only by a fireplace, and there is a person sitting next to the fire. The warm glow shines across their face and their form. They are very attractive in all the ways that make you melt for a person. They smile at you and comment that they were hoping their little suggestion would still be active in your mind. They don't bother to get up. They just sit and watch. As you helplessly approach, standing, staring out in the void, lit by the fire. They smile. They comment that they know you don't remember them giving you this suggestion. They know you forgot, but they didn't forget, and they have been waiting. They finally stand up, their face illuminated by the fire. For the first time, you're able to see their face. See if they are someone you know. Someone you've fantasized about. Or if they are unfamiliar to you. Maybe someone you forgot. Someone you don't remember meeting. Your mind tries to figure out how this happened, how you ended up hypnotized. But before you can, you hear them whisper, "Sleep," into your ear, and your mind turns off. Your eyes close, and your head falls to your chest. They stop you from falling and keep you standing on your feet, head down, mind off, and whisper, "You are under my control. You are always under my control. You will obey. You cannot resist." You feel them moving around you, sliding their hands along your body, along your form, tilting your head up, and whispering, "They've been waiting for this all year long." You feel them kiss you. The kiss feels familiar. Not simply the person, but the helplessness along with it. They release your head, and it falls to your chest. And that triggers a memory of last year. Sitting at the bar, chatting with this very person. Attractive and enthralling. They have a way about them, a way of talking, a way of speaking that just draws you in. You're completely focused on them. Everything else is gone, and you just listen to their every word. Their words draw you in so completely that you didn't even notice the countdown begin. 10. They just keep staring. 9. Into your eyes. 8. Counting for you. 7. Their face clear as day in your mind. 6. Their voice echoing in your ears. 5. Number after number. 4. Their countdown is all that matters. 3. Their voice. 2. All you need. 1. You do anything they ask. And then with a snap, they tell you to simply 0. Sleep. And the world goes dark. You feel yourself falling forward, but they catch you, like they did tonight. Your mind is open, empty, ready to receive suggestions. You remember them speaking, remember them whispering into your ear. The background celebration is so far away. You don't even notice it. You listen only to their words. You feel them lift your head. As you slowly rise from your seat at the bar and follow. Step by step, slowly, being led, being guided, a single finger under your chin guides you forward, like a pet, like a drone, eyes closed, unable to know where you're going, only trusting that they will lead you. They will guide you. They will show you where to go and what to do. You feel yourself entering a small room with a roaring fire. It's warm and inviting. You hear them whisper into your ear, What they say doesn't seem to register. Doesn't seem to be heard. Not by your mind. But you find your eyes opening up and see the person controlling you, smiling at you, a confident, pleased smile. You're not sure if this is happening now or in a memory, but your mind is too blank to care. You see them raising their hands, and as they do, your own hands mimic their moves, their motions. They move around you, and you match their every move. You're a puppet on their strings, helpless to resist. They move around you, around the room, your body swaying and dancing. There is a music in the far distance, but it doesn't seem to be connected to the dance. No, you're being moved, not for a song, but for a show. They're making you twist and shake, making you move and dance. Not for the sake of it, but for the show of it. Moving you in ways that make you show off your form. Seductive and alluring. All the while you are blank. You are helpless. You are unable to resist. As they dance you around the room, more and more seductively, more flirtatiously, until they simply sit on the bed and smile. They move their hands like they are pulling you in by a rope or a leash. At first you simply stare, and then you feel it. A tug, pull. Something has you. They have you. And you can't help but take step after step forward. Step by step, you get closer and closer to them. The pull is so strong, you simply can't resist. You simply can't break free. They have you, and you know it. And more importantly, by the look on their face, they know it too. You feel them pull you in, reeling you in, right up to them, leaning you down so they can steal a kiss, and pull you onto the bed with them. And you can't help but fall deeply, completely, into whatever they have in store. After all, you can't resist. You feel them pull you down and slide on top of you, massaging every inch of your body, one by one, deeply, completely. It feels so familiar, yet at the same time, completely new. As they kiss you and slowly remove your clothing, piece by piece, you won't need them after all. It only gets in the way. As piece after piece is removed, you can't help but feel their skin along yours, soothing and warm, energizing. There is a passion to their touch, an aggression. They seem to know exactly where to touch exactly how to touch, to stimulate you, to make your body shiver and shake, to warm you up in all of those special ways. For an instant, you can't help but wonder, do they know you this well? Or did they tell you this would feel good? Did they simply decide what kind of touch, what kind of caress, what kind of kiss would make the most impact on you, would stimulate you the most? The thought seems intoxicating, engrossing. But then the touch moves to a new, more pleasurable spot, and the wave of pleasure washes away any lingering thoughts. You hear them whisper that you are being naughty. You're not allowed to think. They will think for you. You must simply obey. Your world seems to shift as the fleeting thought disappears, and you respond to their touch, moving with them, touching them, kissing them. You somehow seem to know exactly where to go, what to touch, what to caress, to stimulate them. A soft whisper in your ear, too faint to make out, seems to guide your hands, seems to guide your touch, your caress. Even in this, they control you completely, shape your movements, and it isn't long before you find yourself making a very intimate, very special connection with them, with their body and yours. Your body moves in time with theirs. Your breathing increases. You feel them warming up, shaking and shivering, pushing you deeper and deeper. Every movement builds a pleasure, a desire, passion deep inside of you. Something that you simply can't resist. Something that has to be released. Something that has to be answered. A kiss on your neck and a whisper into your ear. And you find that this pleasure simply flows over you from head to toe and back again, releasing and shivering, realizing this was exactly what you need, exactly what you want, what you were called here. No, what you were commanded to do here. And that realization makes the wave of pleasure so much deeper, so much more powerful. You can't resist it. You simply obey the orders that you are given. Nothing else matters to you. You need only to obey. And as the night lingers on, you do just that, using your body for their pleasure, being controlled, being manipulated, guided by a whisper you can never quite make out, told where to touch, where to move, told what feels good, what makes you melt, They simply guide you through the evening, and the wave after wave of pleasure, again and again, until the slightest hint of sunlight starts to peek through the closed windows, and you feel them land on the bed next to you with a smile and a laugh, and kiss you before looking into your eyes and whispering, "You will obey. You will always obey." You feel the one that controlled you, the one that guided you, simply lean in and whisper that now you will sleep. Now you will simply drift away, but you will always remember the call, always remember the pull, the control, and that when it happens, you will simply submit to it, simply surrender to it, and obey. After all, you do want this person to control you again, don't you? You feel them slide away from you, and the world fading away, as you drift more deeply, more completely, down to sleep. But just before they leave, you hear the whisper, "Happy New Year. I'll see you on Valentine's Day." And then the world goes quiet, and your mind drifts away, and dreams, and fantasizes about what that might mean, what they might have meant by that little phrase. But for now, you can simply sit and relax and rest and wonder. And when you're ready to wake up, you can simply take a deep breath and open your eyes, ready to face the new year and all of the surprises that it might have in store for you. And of course, Happy New Year.